I am a beautiful composition of every world I've ever passed through. The giddy girl running through water sprinklers in the summer sun, paint strokes of hues of yellow's morning's risen, and gold-plated girls I will see again on the other side.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is Sharon Smith, and this is Iambic Poetry Podcast. Yay! Where we talk to poets, performers, and artists in the Sacramento area. I have a guest for you today, a special treat. I'd like to give y'all the one, the only, the powerful, as I say, her website every time, IzzyLala.com. Everybody give a shout out to Izzy Lala. Woo! How you doing?
Oh.
So, thank you for coming to my show. I'm actually excited. I know we're supposed to do this last month, but I know the COVID virus kicked in and everyone got locked down. So, unfortunately, yeah. I'm able to do it in face-to-face. So, this is face-to-face technically still, so yeah. Virtual. But me and Izzy have been friends for quite a while, almost 3 years.
Close it's been longer than that.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
I met you in 2016?
Had to be 2016, yeah.
Yes.
So about four years.
Still 4 years. I'm getting close to 4 years. But, always. But no, talk about your tell us your origin of what made Isabel to Izzy Lala.
I've always written poetry since a little girl. I went into poetry like around that time, and I went in there primarily or to the poetry community in a way of actually trying to start a blog. So I went to my first poetry venue trying to just scope out the scene and trying to start a blog, and just one thing led to another, and I soon enough started to read my own poetry. So that was the beginning of me starting out in the poetry community. But Izzy Lala came about by everyone's always called me Izzy, but the Lala came about by way of just me thinking, okay, how can I make my name a song? Because I've always been into music and hip hop in particularly. So I just turned my name into a song, basically.
Ooh, that's an interesting thing. A song. Yeah. And speaking of which, you're considered not only a poet, but you're also an artist. Mm-hmm. And I can say now a recording artist, but now you're also a book author, which we'll talk about that later. But let's just talk about your artistry. You do a lot of artistry. What is most of your art? Do you do?
Well, I went to school at Sac State, and I minored in studio art. And I do charcoal sketches, and I've always used that as my medium.
Like the one in the back of you? Like the one behind you? Like the one behind you?
I started with charcoal, and I do it to this day. But I always found the human figure as well as portraiture very intriguing. And so in college, I always use that as my medium, and as my my model was always myself, because I was the only one that was always there. So I started drawing myself and using myself as a subject. And soon enough, I just developed this this just desire just to really capture myself, my true essence in portraiture, and using charcoal as my medium. I just really explored that, and I had like a lot of projects focused on self-portraiture.
Okay. Yeah. Because just like I pointed out to her, I know people can't see this on the podcast, but Izzy does have a self-portrait behind her that she adores a lot and she uses a lot. But you also, but beyond just that, you also, you have a lot of self-portraits, even one that you did put up in the Sacramento Poetry Center a couple months ago and stuff, which, what was it called? War, I think was.
The War.
And, yes. And that also included a poem with it. So it's always intriguing about how your art will also, also make your poetry. You basically make it a fraction, what they call it. Basically, a fraction is basically someone writes a poem about a picture or something or image. You basically have, it's almost like those both combine very well, immensely. Is this just a normal thing that your art will quiverize with your words, or?
Yeah, I use my art just to expand my poetry. I start with the poem first, and then I use it to expand the poetry. So if I already have some art pieces, and I'll think, you know, to myself, okay, what poem can this complement, you know, or what art piece can I insert to really make this kind of stand out. And I have some of that in my book too, but I think for the most part, it does go hand in hand. And just being an artist, I try to use both mediums, as a way to express myself in the words.
Okay. And being that you have been a circuit poet in the Sacramento community, meaning that you've gone to most of all the poetry events, Mahogany, Luna's, Sacramento Poetry Center, even some of the ones that have been closed down now, like Rhythm and Poetry, or even have you ever been to Michael Ellis's Keynote Poetry?
Yeah. At Stellar Studios. Yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna be a devil's advocate, and I'll say this: which one do you like mostly to hang out with? Because you've been to some that I see you've gone to more often than others.
Yeah. So. I will say, it's not that not hating on any other ones, but I will say that I started at Luna's Cafe, and I continued to go there because one, there's so much diversity there. And then there's several hosts. So I like the diversity there too. And each host brings in a different crowd. Except me, I am at every host. I started there and I really like the vibe of Luna's. But I mean, there's been other ones that I enjoyed the vibe, all of them really. And I just like the expressive, you know, that we can get up on an open mic and express ourselves. So I try to visit most of all of them because I do like a different vibe. You know, I don't like the same thing all the time. So I think that's one of the reasons why I keep going back to Luna's or why I frequent there most often.
Because I hear people say that they love seeing you at Mahogany a lot too. So that's why always cracks me up when you say, I mean,
I like them all. I mean, they all bring their own, you know, vibe and just essence. So I really enjoy them all, really.
Okay. And being that you also have your primary degree is in journalism. Mm-hmm. You did do an interview a couple of years ago about me, and I appreciate that. I thank you very much for having that, because I still look at it from time to time and stuff. But I also wanted to point out that what got you into journalism?
Journalism. To be honest, I started with journalism when I was at Sac City Community College at the age of 20, 1920. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go into journalism because I loved just learning. I'm a student at heart. I love learning, you know, and I was a straight A student all through college.
Nice.
But I'm a nerd.
I love it.
but I started with journalism because I just wanted to just gain a lot of knowledge about the world. And I really just wanted to explore different things. I've never been really wanted to stick with the same thing. Obviously, I have variety in my poetry. And I really searched down different avenues within myself and just what I've been through. I've been through an array of things. So I think that journalism really, really was something to explore. And so I went back to college at the age of 28 and really just finished up with my journalism degree. And it turned out, I like journalism, but when I started to like just speak my spoken word or poetry, I really fell into that as just my heart, you know, and what I love. But journalism, I still hold, you know, a piece of that in me too. So I have a blog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
And I plan to really, put a lot of effort into that blog. Now, more than ever, because I want to really just explore different things and go back to just the learning aspect of it.
Okay. And so everybody that might have not heard that, that is izzylala.com. Once again, is her blog and stuff. And the blog is basically now now becoming a self-image of you, where you now started putting more and more on it. During time and stuff. Has the blog always been something that intrigued you, or was it something that you now has now become a necessity to your life?
I do, like, I've always wanted that blog. Like, I've always wanted to expand on it. I just fell into poetry and I just really just dove into it. I guess that's the kind of person that I am. If I like or love something, then I put my whole self into it. So that took me away from the blog, but I think more recently I decided to just really start just honing in on some topics that that I love. And just really, to be honest, I'm just a writer and I love writing in all different kind of genres. So writing, I think, is where I'm at.
Okay. And speaking of being a writer and being a writer, you also have your first published book,
mm-hmm.
Her Heart Psalm by Izzylala, Poetry and Short Stories of a Healing Heart.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the book, Her Heart Song, is a compilation of poetry and short excerpted fiction stories. That really came about by over the course of a year. And I really, really just got into the space of just pouring out just my heart and poetry. And then I wanted to try my hand at short, stories. They turned into short excerpted stories because I wanted to really expand on the stories of later time, which I'm currently working on. But right here with this book, I really just wanted to display, how I've been able to make them work together, because a lot of my story is in my poetry and a lot of my poems are story-like, narrative poetry. So I put the two together and just did that.
Let's pick the one that you start off leading off with is poverty.
We had no money and welfare was funny because we all waited for the first to come. After splurging throughout the month on food that never lasted to the end. Hey, we always knew when the month would begin again though, because tacos were on the table and my mom's mind a little more stable. And we laughed a little harder.
And yeah. I know with poverty, I always love the line of Taco Tuesday. And I always think that's always funny to me because I always celebrate Taco Tuesday all the time. And it's an interesting perspective of looking at someone's life, but still knowing there's still, even all the hardship, there's still some joy in that.
Yeah, I think that I haven't always been the best at this, but I think just finding the silver lining and in just experiences and pieces of my life has really been beneficial. And especially when it comes to poetry, I think that like my poetry, I'm not knocking anybody else's, but mine, I think I try to, I do have some heavy poetry, but I try to put that joy or that, or what really came out of that. Because I think when you talk about poverty or you talk about serious issues like that, I want to keep it focused on, okay, yes, I went through this, but what came out of that? And the truth is that good came out of it. Not, you know, we can all look back on our bad experiences or something that could have been negative and say, okay, well, you know, these are all the bad things that came from it. But the truth for me has been, it's been a good thing and something that has shaped me and formed character.
Ah, that's insightful right there. And meaning that you also give this book out to your mother herself, Delia. And Delia? Yeah. My fault. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's an accent thing. Delia, I'm seeing that your mom has been a real true asset to your, to not only to this book, but to your way of life and stuff. So tell me about that. Tell me about her.
Yeah, my mom is the sweetest lady. So basically, my mom and I have had a long history of trial and triumph. And so I've always, you know, I haven't always been that close with my mom, but she's always been a very big part of my life, even when we weren't at our closest parts. She is very instrumental in my walk as in terms of faith, in terms of just overcoming. She's been through a lot herself, and so we are alike in many ways, as I say in one of my poems. We are alike in many ways. I mean, I look like her. We have a lot of same characteristics, but yeah, she's very instrumental in just my walk. So I definitely dedicated this book to her, and she's influenced me in so many ways, but most of the way that she's influenced me is just by her character and her love and her strength. And that is something that she possesses that I, to an abundance, to a fault, really. And she is somebody definitely to look up to.
And you also have two sisters and a brother, or brother,
yeah.
Sister, you have. Okay. And then I've seen they've also influenced you also before. So there's one poem I always talk about, and I harp all the time, it's not in the book, it's River.
My brother had a name. A name my mother named him after the Jordan River, as if descended from God himself. My brother had a name. A name flowing like that river through his blood of never-ending love for his roots. My brother had a name. Even in that hood of hoodlums the same, face with the opposition of drugs and the game. My brother had a name, but they named him something else, like the birth of a new life, leaving the old and the blood that flowed through his veins no longer the same.
And I know that's one about your brother and stuff, but that one I always classify that one as it's a poem that takes, you're trying to explain a situation to the rest of the world and associate it with something that is the imagery itself is always to me very demanding, very dramatic. You have to listen to the whole poem from beginning to the end to know that of this person's life that you're talking about. And I'm sad. It's not in the book. But you know what? That's just a sign of saying that it's gonna be in another book. So tell me about River and what brought River to fruition.
The poem is called "My Brother Had a Name."
It is,
but it does reference a river, the Jordan River. And how that came about was I dedicate it to my brother, who has definitely heard the poem and listened to it and really loved it. I can't say that. I have always been close to my family and just had a really tight-knit relationship with my siblings and my mom. That poem is, I think, probably just very heartfelt, but I use the imagery in order to convey this, this lifestyle or this, this person and choices and the lifestyle, that, a person can have that can either make them, the choices that make a person a good or a bad person, you know, or, in particular, the river, is significant of life. I don't really want to go into too much detail.
That's fine. I mean, that's enough right there by me. I see your point about the life and death of a good and bad person. But so since this is your first book, how does that feel right now having your first book out?
It feels good. I put a lot of work into it. And I pretty much did everything. I had some help with the editing from one of my somebody that I worked with before, but everything else I pretty much did on my own. My sister did design the cover. She did a painting of me and she did a really good job, I thought. But other than that, I just put everything together and it took some work. It took some time and effort, and it really is, to me, it was a huge accomplishment, and I'm really glad that I did it. Because it just showed me that I can do this thing myself, you know?
Heck yeah.
But it was an accomplishment and it feels good.
Okay. And so I always ask, so let me just change the segue of this. I always ask this question about, since you read it, since you are a writer and you also have stage presence and stuff, I always bring this part up to the people who I talk to. So you have literary poets that basically write in the book or in the page. And then you have stage poets who perform poetry on the stage. So you always got a little confrontation with both sides, and I always call it page versus the stage. So I'm asking you, what do you feel more comfortable with? Writing on the page, performing on the stage, or both?
I think I'm a little bit of a hybrid. So I feel comfortable with both. I really think that some of the poems in the book are meant to be read, because I think you have to look at the words to really understand what I'm trying to say, convey. But when I, like My Brother Had a Name or Poverty, those ones I usually just say just on the stage, without the page. And those ones, I think I'm able to express a lot better, without the paper in front of me or without the phone or whatnot. But I like doing it both ways. I will say though that spoken word poetry is definitely more expressive and, allows me to feel the poetry more.
Okay. And, I did put out a playlist, thing, and you did write on your playlist all the songs that you like me to play as a DJ thing. And I remember that a couple of those songs, or two of those songs, were Erykah Badu. So I'm assuming that you were beyond being a 90s baby and stuff. You're an 80s, but I'm saying having a 90s feel. Do you like Erykah Badu, Jill Scott? Do you like that Neo Soul type vibe back in the days? Was that your feel?
Yeah. I listened to a lot of like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu. But I think as I got older, Erykah Badu really did have more of a effect on me. I think it was just her vibe and just her willingness to be so open as an artist. And, you know, I've watched some videos and some just, follow her on Instagram or whatnot, but she's definitely someone to, look up to just as an artist. And I think that her vibe that she gives off is just, I don't know. I think it's very powerful. And I love that she just stays true to herself, because I think I'm a lot like that. And I tried to put out my most honest self, without, you know, imitating Erykah Badu or anybody like that. I think that, you know, I really try to just show up as and who I am.
Okay. Cause I know Erykah Badu, she told people that she's not a singer, she's a rapper. And it's always cracked people up. It's like, wait a minute, but you sing, mm-hmm. you're raps. Yeah, but I'm a rapper.
And but it's really interesting because she does real. I mean, she kind of sing talks. You yeah. know, doesn't really
like Jill Scott.
Yeah, she kind of sing talks. She yeah. So it's that's just her style, you know. And I think that I don't know, when you put a label on people, I think maybe she might have even been trying people, you know, like, don't label me, you know, right. I don't know.
Okay. And one thing has always been been your character, trait that everyone's always talked about is your head wraps. You have some crazy head wraps. They're always, I always liked, you know, I know you've leaned back a little bit on, but I still love seeing the head wraps on your head and stuff, but no, so is that one thing that you missed? What's one thing you miss the most right now? And since you're in since the COVID thing, what's one thing you miss the most right now? Going
My head wraps. No,
nice.
But yeah, speaking of, you know, head wraps, really quick, I just wanted to say that I think from 2021, 19, I've always rocked a head wrap, and the way I rocked it before, and how I came into poetry with my head wrap, has always been just what I've done. So that is my, who I am, you know? And you know, you take from other people too, but I think that I do miss wearing the head wraps and going out and, you know, I miss going to the poetry venues. I miss, you know, being able to collaborate with other people or, you know, just do my thing, you know, and I frequent these venues a lot. So, I mean, it's tough when you're not able to get out and socialize and get up on the open mic and speak your truth.
Most definitely. So why don't you give everyone, since we're going to close and stuff, why don't you give everyone your social media and if you want them to get a hold of you or anything?
Sure. I'm on Instagram as Izzy Lala. I'm on Facebook as Isabel Ward, aka Izzy Lala. And you can find my blog at izzylala.com.
Remember that, people, it's izzylala.com, because that's the blog.
Yes. And I will be posting at least once a week on my blog. I have some good things coming with the blog, and I really just stay tuned for that, because I'm really filling the blog right now. So
hardcore.
That's hopefully good. It can.
I said hardcore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys can tune into that and see what's happening with me.
So speaking of, what's the latest blogs you've written out? Let the people know about that. I know it, but I'm gonna let you tell.
Okay. So the last one that I put out was how I'm finding light in the pandemic, and just really wanted to touch base with, you know, where we are today and show people who I am, and that's somebody who is, you know, trying to be more or trying to really just bring a little bit light to, you know, something that could be a dark time. So, before that it was, poetry and just giving people, you know, a piece of who I am as far as that goes. But, But I will be writing on other topics, and I have some stuff in the holster, so definitely stay tuned.
And speaking of poetry, since it is National Poetry Month, are you writing mostly at least one poem a day or anything?
No.
Oh.
No, but I have actually tapped into something pretty cool with my poetry. So I am getting in there with the poetry too, and just really trying to see where my heart leads me.
Okay. That's all. And even with that, I know back in the days you had on SoundCloud one or two songs on there. Are you going to put those onto your blog so people can check them out at least, just to hear you?
No. That's a hard no.
Oh,
I dabbled with that, and I knew it was a time for me just to kind of step away from it, because I really am a poet at heart, and I tried going into music because I thought that would be that would enhance my poetry. But right now I'm more focused on the blog, and we'll see. I mean, there may be a time for, some kind of background music or something in the future. But right now, just writing and tapping into that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Izzy, for talking to us. And I Am Big Podcast. Thank you for talking to me. I love talking to you. We're going to get back with y'all. Thank you for Izzy for coming out, and we'll leave all the information in the bios below. So take care. Peace.
Bye.
For more information, please go to linktr.ee/iambiczine. IAMBICZINE. Thank you.